Guess what? I woke up the other day and there really hurt, but I didn't know whether it was like my mouth, like skin bit, or whether it was my tooth. And whenever I went, it really hurt. Do you think that's wisdom tooth?
Greetings, I am the Uber Nerd of Geek Court and welcome to Chrome Dome FM.
Okay, that was Rizzo's latest single called All For Show. They're from Colchester, and that's Amy on vocals, Nick on guitars, Charlie on bass and Freddie on drums. And if you're interested in seeing them, their next couple of gigs are April the 27th at the Fiddler's Elbow, which is in London, and May the 3rd at the Pleasure Unit, which is also in London. And they are apparently armed to the teeth with an overriding desire to make a song and dance Rizzo generate dark indie sleaze to be heard far and wide. That's a quote there.
That is a quote. That's our latest single, isn't it? Or did you say that?
That is their latest single, yes.
That's cool. What's up next?
We've got Monkfish.
With Pigeon Man.
Pigeon Man.
Yeah.
That was Monkfish with Pigeon Man, and Monkfish were an old Harwich band featuring Al Stew on drums, a couple of Energon cookies, and a certain gentleman called Lars. Their reunion gig is on Saturday the 5th of May. It's at the Captain Fry in Parkston. It's a Beach Hut Radio production, so Will will be there. And joining us will be Slop 69, which is another one of Stuart's side projects. It's basically a Stuart showcase that night. But Slop 69, there's some Beachmonks and Stuart, and they're going to be whacking out some fantastic tunes. A local Harwich band called Innuendo, who you've probably heard of, or if you haven't, check out our MySpace and go to their link and you can find out all about them. They're a very good up-and-coming young local band. And we have got a bit of a major coup. We've got Popular Workshop. Yeah, fresh from the XFM stage at the Camden Crawl. So we're all looking forward to seeing them come here and art rock the place down. Next up, it's the Elephant Dress with their single Doubt. Oh, sorry, not their single, just their track Doubt. It's a very nice song, and we're going to play it now. Outside B2 with Elephant Dress. Introduce yourselves.
Jazzy vocals and guitar.
Becky keyboards and backing vocals.
Jim drums.
And Paul bass.
The Elephant Dress, where does the name come from?
Well, it's a really, really stupidly long story, but
to cut a long story short, it's named after a dress with an elephant on it.
We used to hang it on the music stand at the front of the stage to, like in the early days, to kind of cement the idea of the elephant dress.
being a dress.
Being the band and the dress.
Ideally,
it was a bit of a joke.
We wanted the boys to wear it, but it was too small.
Yeah, Paul, wear the dress.
We keep trying.
And how do you respond to that?
I've actually never seen the dress. It was...
Would it matter if you did?
Well, possibly.
Yes,
if it was a nice dress and the occasion presented itself, would you wear the dress?
Possibly. If I could find matching accessories, it's possible.
I've got some tights.
Fantastic. Okay. What's the worst CD in your collection and why do you have it?
I don't know. I've just bought The Beautiful South, which I like very much. But I don't think anyone else will. But there you go. I think it's very good.
I got a CD by a French prog rock band called Magma, I believe, and it's just dreadful. It was, you know, one of those lost classics, I was led to believe, but it's really atrocious. So sorry to any Magma fans there. If it is Magma, I'm not sure I can remember.
I've got an 80s cheesy pop music compilation. I'm not ashamed of it, though. It's brilliant. A lot of people say it's a bad CD, but I love it.
I haven't got any shit CDs. All of my CDs were wonderful.
Jazzy.
Except for maybe...
Be honest. Kylie, Jason.
Yeah, okay. Kylie, Jason.
You love the 80s
Kim Appleby
too.
And Extreme. Probably. That's probably the worst one. And Extreme and Natalie and Imbruglia as well.
What's your worst chat-up line ever that you've said or it's been said to you?
I don't know if I can repeat it, to be honest. But it was, you know, fancy a... I think that was it. Said to me.
Did it work?
No comment.
Nobody chats me up. I really can't remember. Come back to me.
I don't know. I had one tonight, a bad one. Something like, I asked somebody to, can you grab my guitar? Or said, and then she said, oh, I'll grab anything if you want, darling.
This is good.
I can't remember. I really can't.
Stick with my first answer. I never get chatted up.
That is such a lie. That is such a lie.
If it's a pool, if you chatter up now, then
please, Paul, please.
I could use the worst chat up line we've had so far as an answer, which is simply get in the back of the van.
Yeah, that would work with me. Anything for me.
I told you we should have brought the van.
Or do you want to go twos and a baby? It's quite a bad one.
Oh, no.
Well, I've never used it. I just saying. Just saying.
No wonder.
Anyway, right. If you had to cover one ABBA song, what would it be? And could you possibly sing us a couple of lines?
Ooh.
Well, that's the kind of like a group one. So discuss amongst yourselves what it will be, and then you'll have to sing a couple of lines.
Money, money, money.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen.
Waterloo.
Very good. As you've probably heard, that was The Elephant Dress being interviewed by my good self and Stuart outside B2 in Norwich. They are, as you probably heard as well, Jazzy, Becky, Jim and Paul, or The Sex, to give him his proper name from the band. And if you'd met him, you would obviously know why. Like I said, we went to see them up in Norwich. We fell in love with them and they all fell in love with Stuart. They got a couple of gigs. I know. Well, part of the interview that we cut, because obviously, you know, we didn't have time to play, even though we probably did now that I'm droning on about it, was the fact that we asked them who their heroes were. And it was really nice. And then Stuart turned the microphone on me and said, who's your hero? So I, you know, being completely stuck for an answer, I went, you are Stu. And then it sort of just turned into a bit of a Stu adulation. The girl said, we love you, Stu. And the boy said, yeah, he's all right, et cetera, et cetera. So,
are you sure he didn't say who's your Stu? And that would leave you no other option.
In my hero.
Rather than say Stu.
Well, no. In fairness, he did actually ask me who my hero is. But with his spare hand, he was pointing at himself.
Oh, well.
You know, with one of those big Kenny Everett fake comedy hands. Or so it seems to me. But yeah, anyway. getting back to the elephant dress, lovely people, and we're currently in negotiation with them as to whether Marmite or peanut butter is the best thing. But whilst we're doing that, they've got some gigs to play, so we'll probably pick that up a bit later. They're playing on Wednesday, May the 2nd at B2, which is in Norwich, as we said, and they're also playing on Wednesday, 9th of May at the Queen Charlotte Pub, which is in Norwich. Next up, we've got fantastic bunch of young blokes, kids, called Jesus Hysteria.
Energy cookies
on Beach Hut Radio.
Fresh.
Thank you.
Okay, and that was Jesus Hysteria. That's Josh Danny.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. That was Steve Hooker. Jesus Hysteria were before that. But anyway, carry on.
Anywho, of course, brilliant Steve Hooker. And then, like Richard said before that, that was Jesus Hysteria. They're apparently from Ghost Canyon in Basildon. And as I was saying, that's Josh Danny and Christ Richardson on drums, which I quite like that name, actually.
That's how he bills himself. I don't know if he is actually Christ, but, well, you know, they are the Jesus Hysteria. If anyone,
there you go.
If anyone would understand hysteria around Jesus, it would be Christ.
That's JC. And then their next gig will be on May the 23rd in London at Bar Monster.
Monster.
Monster. This was their blog, by the way, that they put out. I've got it in front of me here. We started a band to cope with all the tripe we've been swallowing since the early 90s/mid 70s. Fuck off, fashion poofs. If you're seen, get out of my fucking garden.
That's seen as an S-C-E-N-E, not if you're actually sick. Not if we,
if you're seen out.
If
somewhere.
We're looking at you and you're in my garden, it's not that. It's just if you're like seen, man. I'm seen.
I'm seen in inverted totally commas. Seen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they've also got some. They've also got some great influences. Loads of the usual, but I do really like the Sid. They mentioned as one of their influences, Sid Barrett, Pink Floyd era. Brackets. The rest of their career was badly spent, which, you know, it's open to discussion, but it's good. I mean, they're only young and they've got their own opinions, which is also pretty cool. You quite like the artwork, don't you?
It's absolutely brilliant. It's basically a guy bent over an amplifier with a guitar going up his anus.
Anus, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who does it, but whoever does the artwork, he's a genius. And I think probably we could echo the words of the man with the guitar impaled. Ooh mama. Indeed. And as we said, well, as I pointed out, after that we had Steve Hooker. That was the song Candyman from his latest LP called Staggerleers Back. Steve's based down in Southend. He's joined by Terry on bass and Eddie, who plays on drums. I was down in Southend last week watching Colchester beat Southend. It was a very pleasant experience, but I don't want to alienate too many of my listeners or our listeners. So obviously it wasn't that pleasant if you're from the south of Essex, obviously. Steve shared a stage in his time with, amongst others, Johnny Thunders, Chuck Berry and Wilco Johnson. And if you'd like to know when he's playing and find out more about Steve or buy his album, you can go to www.stevehooker.co.uk where you can find all the information. Next up, we're going to play
Kneecapped
with their song
Scary David.
Kneecapped, they're pretty cool, actually.
Very good, yes.
Yeah, if I were you, I would check them out. The single that we're going to play is available for download now to buy from their site. And it also comes with the fantastic, great radio DJ Danny track, which is just sublime, really. It's kind of what I would like to be like as a DJ, I think, or possibly not. I don't know. Anyway, their motto is no pifter mummy boy grungers with shit tattoos. Let's play them.
Living in a haystack, take you in.
Yeah, that was Jesus Hysteria. No, it wasn't Jesus Hysteria at all. What am I talking about? I'm a bloody idiot, aren't I? That was Kneecapped. You'll have to excuse us because we're having the Beach Hut barbecue today. Mm-hmm. And it's going very nice. I just had a very nice jacket potato with salad. As we said, that was Kneecapped. And next up, we're going to play a band called Vesper Sparrow, who hail from Fort Lauderdale in the US. They sent us a CD all the way over from there. They contacted us on our email address, which is beachhutradio@gmail.com. You can do likewise if you want to have a chat with us or whatever. Call us idiots like we are. Yeah, exactly. And we will, and to prove actually that we're idiots, we're just about to make a public apology yes. to a band called The Fits.
We have got an apology to them. We actually played a track called A&E, but we titled it Accident and Emergency. And not only that, but we managed to give you the gin on another band called The Fits. But you can check out our MySpace for the correct fits.
Yeah, yeah. We said they were from Canterbury and they had lots of middle of the road influences, but they don't.
At all.
They're from London, and I'm sure their influences are a bit more wide ranging than the ones we said they were. So, apologies to The Fits, but if you have a look on our MySpace, our best friends, they're in there. Just click on them, and you can find out all about them if you like them. Right. Okay. As I said, this is Vesper Sparrow, and the track's called Violet. And this is the end of part one of show six, if that makes any sense. Does he run a doggy day centre?
No.
Vesper Sparrow, one of them pet sits and delivers flowers. But anyway, that's all from this part of the show. So bye.
Rich, I've got that thing. Have you ever had that thing where you get like a burp and it goes up there and it stops and it goes and then it just stops.